What's up, y'all? Welcome to Living Corporate B-Sides. So B-Sides are essentially random shows we have in between our larger shows. These are much less structured and somehow even more lit, if you can believe it or not, than our regularly scheduled shows. Now, you may ask, what do you mean by more lit, Zach? Now, watch this. Sound man, give me them horns. See what I'm saying? For these shows, it may just be the Living Corporate team talking about the last episode and more recent events. It may be one of us, might be three of us. We might have a one-on-one with a special guest to talk about their perspective on the latest topic on our show and plug their stuff. You know, just kick it. The guest may be a corporate professional. They may be an entrepreneur. Who knows? Right? They may even be one of the fasting rising stars in the world of creatives, especially around holistic wellness for black women. Yes, we have her here, folks. Deonce, a.k.a. Deombra, a.k.a. Mama, there go that woman, a.k.a. D.I., a.k.a. your favorite photographer, a.k.a. Queen, a.k.a. Whoa, why you doing like that, sis? A.k.a. Essence, a.k.a. Crown Mag, a.k.a. Bisco Biscuit, a.k.a. I'm saved, but don't push me, a.k.a. Whoa, is that her on the poster at your Apple store, a.k.a. IG influencer, a.k.a. your intern wishes they could work for her? Y'all, the Dion Ivory. What's up, Dion?
Oh, my God. You are literally a boost. You are literally a boost. Oh, my God. I am completely done. I'm about to fly out of here. That was, wow. That was an amazing introduction. I feel great.
I'm really glad. So, yes. So off top, major love to Dion because she was actually encouraging me to start Living Corporate like last year. And she been told me I should be doing podcasts. For those who don't know you, Dion, would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So once again, my name is Dion Ivory, and I am a creative entrepreneur, a.k.a. I'm a woman who does the most. I am a photographer. I'm an illustrator. I'm an art director for Black Girl and Ohm, which is the number one wellness platform for women of color on their wellness journey. I do brand consulting and brand design for women of color who start their own businesses. I'm an influencer. I do brand partnerships. I do a little bit of modeling. Oh Lord, it's just, I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, I do a lot and I really, really love what I do because it's primarily focused on how I can help Black women thrive, how I can help Black women live their best lives and be unapologetically themselves. So I affirm you, I love on you, I celebrate you through a series of creative practices, and I love it. And I feel like I am created to do this work that I'm doing. So, yeah.
So, Dion, we've talked about the fact that your space is holistic wellness for Black women, right? So, so talk to me about what it looks like to be mindful of yourself and to take care of yourself and to practice wellness within, let's just say, like the corporate context. If I'm sitting at my desk and I'm stressed out, I got a really funky email or someone's really been riding my back, or like, what are some practical tips that you could give us around just taking care of yourself?
Yes. So one thing that I think is really, really important is to be mindful of the breath, which is something that we highlight all the time within Black Girl and Ohm, like breathing easy. You know, what does that mean? What does that look like? And I think that a lot of times we kind of, we aren't aware of how important the breath is. Like when you're angry, like, you know, your heart is racing. Sometimes you're breathing fast. You're just really upset, you know? Sometimes it's good to just sit and meditate. Like in meditation, you know, you are focusing on breathing in and breathing out, right? You are bringing your focus and awareness to this one thing, which is breathing in and breathing out. And within that sitting still, you know, that time of sitting still and like breathing in and breathing out, exhaling, right? Inhaling love, exhaling anger, inhaling, you know, growth, exhaling whatever it is that you're trying to release. You kind of become more balanced and grounded within your own space and able to think more clearly without, you know, being driven by emotion, you know? So I think it's a really beautiful space and a beautiful practice to create because you can access it or do it anywhere and you don't have to pay any money for it. You know, God gave you this breath, use it, be mindful of it, be aware of it and meditate as much as possible. That can be for 2 minutes. You're just focusing on breathing in, breathing out. What do I want to release? What do I want to bring in? You know, kind of like aligning yourself with how you want to feel. So that is one thing. Journaling is so important because it's a brain dump. And I think it's always important to release. A lot of times, especially, I was talking about this with a friend today, Black people internalize so much, right? And I think it's important that we begin to externalize, you know? I mean, obviously, don't do anything that's going to harm other people, which is why you can turn to writing. You know, you can write out your feelings, try to get to the root of why you may feel a certain way about something. Writing is so important for your self-care journey because you're able to keep track of like who you are, where you are, how do you feel at this moment? Okay, how can I realistically and practically get to this next level or this, you know, next whatever in my growth? Also, gratitude. Gratitude is something that, you know, is talked about a lot because it's so powerful. When you just sit and you really just immerse yourself in the blessings that surround you, and you can change your mindset and perceive things differently and look at things as like God trying to show you something. Or you may be mindful of the fact that you are living in abundance when you feel like you may be lacking this or maybe lacking that. So yes, I would say meditation and breath, journaling, and gratitude.
Man, those are great answers. And it's funny you said it at the beginning, but you're absolutely right. The advice that you're providing here, it's free. Like, all it takes is intentionality and making sure that you actually do those things. But it's not, it's not like I need to go sign up for something way out here.
Right.
That's really cool. And I think it's funny because the other point you made around us internalizing things, like Black people as a whole, as a culture, we do internalize a lot. Just like, I'm just going to keep on pushing forward. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think when I talk to other people, like other minorities, you know, those experiences are not so exclusive to us, right? So I think that's really good advice. Man, thank you for that.
Definitely. I'm happy to have shared it.
I love your story, and I'm excited because we're really just still at the beginning of it, right? Like, I know you're not in corporate America, but you have friends who are, and you've done partnerships with actual corporations. So it's not like you're completely alien to the concept of corporate America. And I know that you've been listening to Living Corporate. Can you kind of talk to me about how you feel about the show so far?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you first brought this idea to me, I was like, hey, this is definitely a space that needs to be created because there are Black people who, you know, have these narratives that need to be shared about their experience within the corporate world. And from my understanding, there was no space like this, especially for Black millennials. So I think that this is very beautiful, very necessary, very transformative. I feel like it's a safe space for people to feel like I can come here and talk about everything that I've gone through and help other, you know, individuals who work in corporate America get through what they're going through. And although I have the blessing of not working in corporate America, you know, like you said, I do know a lot of women and work with them often within Black Girl in Ohm who talk about being in corporate spaces where they're the only Black woman, you know, and they need to know, like, how do I practice meditation? You know, how can I cultivate a self-care practice? All, you know, it's all necessary. It's all connected, and I'm happy to help in every way, in any way that I can. And I'm so thankful that you guys have created this space.
Man, thank you for the love, Neon. Like, straight up, this is it's heartwarming. It really is. It is, though, really. And the thing about it is, like, it's just so funny that because of the space that you engage and like some of the work that we're doing, so we actually have a show coming up in a couple weeks around mental wellness in corporate America. And so what I'm really excited about as we get that show going is really pointing people to the resources and some of the things that you've already been, that you've been doing, right, that you've been working on around wellness and just holistic wellness for in your space, specifically for black women. But I think that a lot of the things that you actually create would be helpful for any just non-white person in like majority white spaces, right? And so when you think about what we're doing with Living Corporate is we're trying to continue to your point, create that safe space, and beyond a safe space, like courageous spaces, like for people to really lean in and be themselves and then be affirmed and be built up. So for those who don't know, you know, we're in Houston, we're in my home. we are in my abode.
Okay.
And I noticed, I'm looking around and I see art. Right. And for those who don't know, I've been a fan. Right. I've been a Dion fan. Okay?
This is true.
Right. OK. And I'm looking around and I'm looking at artwork adorning my walls. And it just leads me to ask, like, who was your first true blue client? Who was your first client?
You are so extra. You, Zachary Nunn, was my first client. And I thank you so much. You had me design a custom illustration for you and your beautiful wife. And man, you know, that really just started something special, because I mean, I really started popping then. People were like, coming to me, requesting me, and it was amazing. So thank you.
Self-serving on my side for sure. And jokes and stuff aside, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down with me today. And I know that you're busy, right? So talk to us about what you got going on right now. Get your rounds off. Like, what are some of the brands that you've worked with? Who are some of the favorite celebrities? I know that I saw recently that you worked with Lovey. But you just talk to us about just some of the things that you got going on and some of the things that you recently completed.
Right. So like I told y'all from jump, I always have a lot going on, and I'm so blessed and so just eternally grateful for that. You know, speaking on, you know, previous achievements or goals or whatever you want to call them, I was featured in Essence in their April issue for Black Girl and Own, which was really, really beautiful. If you have not been to an Apple store, you need to go there right now, because you will see my face and my work shown all throughout the display monitors on the phones, on the little gallery walls, on the iPads, all of that good stuff. And so that was really beautiful because I was reached out to by the creative director of Today at Apple personally, who told me that he was, you know, a really huge fan of my work. And I was like, dang, this is crazy, you know. So he had me to create and curate these beautiful images on my iPhone. And so I had a chance to put my friends on, you know, and so they're in this international campaign, which is crazy, and my self-portraits. So that was really beautiful. And recently I became one of VSCO Voices grant recipients, and I'm going to be taking on this 6-month project about sexual abuse within a marginalized community, specifically Black women. And that is a story that is very personal to me, because I too am a woman who is now thriving in the aftermath of such a traumatic event. So that's something that I'm currently doing right now. And yes, I did have a chance to shoot Lovey for the cover of this new magazine with Design Sponge that will be coming out really soon. I have some amazing things in the works for Black Girl and Ohm. You know, we have some retreats popping off, some live podcasts. I'm going to be doing my first keynote address at a photo conference in Palm Springs next year in 2019. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, and I will keep you updated with tickets and all of that. I mean, I don't even know. It literally, the list can go on and on and on, but those are some of the major projects that I'm doing, and I'm so excited about them. So yeah, that's what I got going on.
That's really cool. So, you know, you said something about your Instagram. So where can people connect with you? Where can they buy your art? Where can they engage with you further?
Yes, absolutely. So you can follow me on Instagram at Dion Ivory. You spell it like this, okay? D, it's very important. D-E-U, like umbrella, N, Ivory, like the color. And yes, Ivory is my last name. So yeah, Dion Ivory, I'm on that on Instagram, and I'm also on that on Twitter. And Black Girl and Ohm, you should follow us on Instagram as well, because we curate and create amazing experiences and art.
Yes, y'all do. Yes.
Thank you. I have another baby, Ivory and Ash Life on Instagram, which is a company that I founded with Lauren Ash, who is also the founder of Black Girl and Ohm. It's like a mindfulness goods brand for women of color. And Hello GNG, which is an activation series that I just started with my friend Abena Bwama, who's the founder of Hana Hana Beauty. If you are in need of some lotion that's gonna get you your entire life and have you glowing and shining like none other, you need to check out Hana Hana Beauty on Instagram. So I know those are a lot of handles, but I got a lot going on, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna be receiving so much beauty and affirmation from all of these platforms.
Nah, absolutely. Now, you know, I can specifically vouch for, well, first of all, yes, Black Girl and Ohm is super dope. I visit your website, visit your IG page all the time. Beautiful work there. And then also I can vouch for Hana Hana Beauty, because I actually met Abena a couple months ago, and she gave me some of her, the cocoa butter, right?
The shea butter.
Excuse me. That's right. The shea butter. Yeah. And it was fire.
Yeah.
Yes. My fingers were very, very supple. My skin was lustrous.
That's literally, yes, like that's what it is. That's just what it is. And yes. She's been featured in Essence and numerous other platforms because this stuff is the truth. Yeah.
See the thing about it is, so this is our like inaugural kickoff for our B-sides, but eventually we definitely want, you know, you, Abana, Lauren Ash, we can just make it like a Black Girl and Own party.
Yeah.
Because we really want to talk about entrepreneurship while being other. And like, you know, you guys have really burst on the scene and y'all are really in the space that you guys are inhabiting. Y'all are really rocking that domain. So
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, thank y'all. So let's do this before we kind of wrap it up. Do you have any more shout outs?
I want to shout out to everybody. I mean, relationships are such an integral part of my success. For one, you know, I would not be here had I, like, God had not blessed me with the relationships that I have with these phenomenal Black women who are intelligent and brilliant and who celebrate me and have shown me how to celebrate others. So definitely my creative partners, Lauren Ash and Abana Bwama, my best friend in the whole wide world, Victoria Banjo, my good friends in Houston, you know, Eunice and Salma and Unique and everybody from Good Hope, my amazing husband, Eric Michael Ward, who is also an amazing photographer and is the reason why I'm in photography now. He's so dope. Oh my God, who else? Alex L for really just trusting me to create her logo and, you know, allowing me to be on her podcast, which gave me great exposure. And also, you know, the reason why I have so many, you know, clients and people who kind of know me, you know, I'm grateful for that. And Sarad at Essence for reaching out to Lauren and I, you know, for the Essence cover, or not Essence cover, but, you know, I'm manifesting that.
Yes,
for the Essence feature, Crown Magazine for always putting us on. If y'all need to be in the know of like a Black magazine that caters to Black women, our hair, our experiences, Crown Mag, CRWN, they are absolutely legit. Adrienne Raquel, which is another phenomenal Black woman who is just brilliant, yeah, ahead of her time.
Please
follow her on Instagram. She's amazing. If I have missed you, please know it is not on purpose. Okay, I just came back from a memorial party. It was real lit. I was eating real good and I'm tired. But know that I love you and I mean well. But thank you to everybody who has been supportive, who has loved on me and shown me support, held me accountable, and also been very honest with me from the jump. So yes, those are my shout outs.
Dope. Look, you know what? We'll make sure to include all the ads and links for all the things that you've referenced so that folks can make sure to connect with you. Definitely shout out to you, ma'am. Shout out to your wonderful husband, E-Mike, who is my best friend, right? Groomsman at my wedding, best man at my wedding. Shout out to Lauren Nash and Abana and Hana Anna and Grow and Glow. And shout out to Black Girl and Own.
Yes.
Okay, well, look, I think that does us for the show. Like, you know, again, guys, this is our first B-side. These are going to just be loose, laid back, more fun episodes. You can kind of meet friends of the show and kind of just get to know some of the hosts and get to know our guests. You know, we don't typically do it like this on the regular shows, but Dion, would you mind signing us off?
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us on the Living Corporate Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Living Corporate, Twitter at LivingCorp_pod, and subscribe to our newsletter through www.living-corporate.com. If you have a question you'd like to answer or you'd like for us to answer and read on the show, make sure you email us at livingcorporatepodcast@gmail.com. And that does it for us on this show. Once again, my name is Dion Ivory.
My name is Zach. Peace.
Living Corporate is a podcast by Living Corporate LLC. Our logo was designed by David Dawkins. Our theme music was produced by Ken Brown. Additional music production by Antoine Franklin for Musical Elevation. Post-production is handled by Jeremy Jackson. Got a topic suggestion? Email us at livingcorporatepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us online on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and living-corporate.com. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.